USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
One-third of all American states and more than 100 House Republicans signed on to give their support to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. Members of Congress shared by untold millions of their constituents that the unconstitutional irregularities involved in the 2020 presidential election cast doubt upon its outcome and the integrity of the American system of elections. According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe. The actor that played Debo in the Friday movies franchise and former wrestler Tommy Tiny Lister has died at the age of 62. Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you're prone to severe allergic reactions, USA Radio News' Tim Berg has a report for you.
Drug maker Pfizer is warning Britain's National Health Service not to give the company's coronavirus vaccine to people with significant history of allergic reactions. As far as what this means for folks with allergies and the coronavirus vaccine, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox and Friends,
I think what's important here is that the two people who had allergies in the UK were already carrying an EpiPen, meaning that they had had severe allergies in the past. So the warning here is for people that have had severe allergies in the past where they had to be rushed to the hospital or they had swelling or decreased blood pressure and high and big rashes. That's the group that we would hesitate to give this to right away. But it's not for the general population. We haven't seen a lot of allergies in all the people that were studied.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Debo from the Friday movie franchise has died. Tommy Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon and pronounced dead. That was confirmed by his manager, Cindy Cowan. The coroner's office is investigating and a cause of death has yet to be revealed. Mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and did well as shielding the explosive information from American voters. Some emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoing. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki gets us up to date on the story.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.